The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tachzadik Vov. The Gemara over here says that there are certain malachis she'eved oisa the rabbi, malachis that a slave does for his master, Talmud oisa the rabbi. A Talmud, a student, is also allowed to perform these Malachis for his Rebbe. And the Gemara goes on to say, the Gemara says even more than that, it's not just that the Talmud is allowed to do these Malachis, to perform these obligations for his Rebbe. Anyone who prevents his Talmud from serving him, it's as if he's withholding chesed from him. Removing the Yiras Shemayim from the Talmud, Shnemar, the Yiras Shaka Yazif. So the Gemara says that not only is a Talmud allowed to serve as his Rav, but a Talmud is obligated to serve and mishamish his Rebbe, so much so that if the Rebbe turns down the offer of the Talmud to serve him, the Gemara has a tataino on the Rebbe. Why are you preventing the Talmud from serving you? You're a Mineya Chesed, and you're even causing him to lack, the Talmud to lack in Yiras Shamayim. You see, clearly the Gemara says that a Rebbe should not stop his Talmud from serving him. Now, the question over here is, what exactly is the reason? Why is it that it's so important for a Talmud to be Mishamish his Rebbe? And we could possibly offer two explanations. The simple explanation that the reason why it's very important for a Talmud to serve in Mishamish's Rebbe, because you know there's a halacha, that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to be mechabe, to honor your Rav. And the Gemara says, Malakam edaf malaf and beis. It's Hashem alakechatiru, there's a mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, and the Gemara darshins from the extra word S, the Rabbis tell me the Chachamim that there is a mitzvah for a person to honor and give kavod to his Rebbe. So because there is a mitzvah for a Talmud to give kavod to his Rebbe, so we could say that's the pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara says that you're not supposed to be hold back and prevent your Talmud from being mishamshim, because the Talmud is going, wants to get a mitzvah, he wants to get the mitzvah of kavod Rabbi, and you're not letting him, the Rabbi's not letting him be mechavodim, so therefore the Talmud is going to lose out on a mitzvah. So therefore the Gemara says it's very important for the Rav to allow the Talmud to serve him. Alternatively, we can suggest maybe a different pshat. The reason why it's very important for a Talmud to be mishamish and serve the Rav is because we find the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachos in the first perek, Gadol Shimush Yoisim Limuda. The Gemara says that Shimush, the serving of Talmud Chacham, is greater, is more important than limuda, than actually learning from Talmud Chacham. And the Gemara proves this because the Pasuk says, when the Pasuk describes Elisha, who is the Talmud of Eliyahu HaNavi, the way that Elisha is described is, Elisha ben Shaphat, that was Yotzak Mayim, he poured water on Eliyahu's hands. So the fact that the way we are praising Elisha is not that he learned from Eliyahu, but that he served Eliyahu HaNavi. So from there we see that Gadol Shimush Yoisim Limuda. What's the inyan that Gadol Shimush Yoisim Limuda? So the pshat is, the Mefarshim over there explain, that the person who is Mishamish the Talmud Chacham, is he learns from the Hanhagas of the Talmud Chacham, he learns exactly how the Talmud Chacham lives his life, and how the Talmud Chacham reacts in all, under various situations. So therefore you see, from there, how he's supposed to act by virtue of being in constant contact with the Talmud Chacham. So if that's the reason, then that we see that's so important, the Gadol Shimush Yoisim Limuda, we find also Rav Aaron and Mishnah Rav Aaron in the Shmuz that he gave, that's printed in the Chelek Gimel, Rav Aaron writes that the Milo of Gadol Shimush Yoisim Limuda of Shimush Talmud Chacham is because even though you can learn a halacha from the Torah from the Rav, but Lamaisa, he's not the rabbi. He's giving a shir. He's not paskening la halacha. What, how he's supposed to do? Exactly. Could be there's machloikis. Could be there's different situations where the question is how should we pasken? Where there's two halachas that in a certain situation are contradictory, and the question is which halacha is more important in this particular case. So there's certain ashikul. There's a certain measurement that a talmid chacham makes, and how exactly he paskens and how he's noyig la halacha in his day-to-day life, and there that you only see by actually observing the Talmud Chacham and serving him. The fact that you're constantly with him and serving him, that is how you see what the Talmud Chacham does and how he paskins halacha l'maisa. So from there we see galus shimush yosin limuda, and that could be the possible explanation why if zmeinei tamidim milishamshoy is kilu meinei mimenu chesed, because if he doesn't let the Talmud serve him, he's preventing the Talmud from learning in that situation. What's the nafkamina if the reason why you're not supposed to stop the Talmud from being mishamish the Rav is because of kavod harav, or if it's because of galus shimush yosim limuda? So we can suggest that there are two nafkaminas. The first nafkamina possibly is what's the halacha? This halacha of maneh tamidim milishamshay, does this apply only to a rabbi muvak, or does this apply to any Talmud Chacham? The halacha is that when it comes to the mitzvah of kavod harav, there are differences in halacha between somebody who is a rabbi muvak, someone who is considered a person's primary rabbi, and someone who is a Talmud Chacham, but he's not a person that this Talmud has learned from. Maybe he's learned one or two things, but he hasn't learned most of his Torah from this person. So there's different halachas. Just one example, the halacha is that for a Talmud Chacham, a person is mechuyev to stand up when he's within four amis, who walks by, and he's within down amis, mechuyev to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. However, for a Rabbi Muvok, a person is mechuyev to stand up as soon as he sees him. As soon as the Rav walks into a room or he sees him down the road, the halacha is he's mechuyev to stand up for him, and he's mechuyev to stay standing until he cannot see the Rav anymore, or until the Rav takes his seat. So we find there's different madregas in kavod harav between Rabbi Muvak and Rabbi Sheni Muvak. So when we say that there's the halacha of Esashem Kechatira, the Rabbi's Talmidei Chachamim, this halacha, there's a mitzvah to mechabed your Rebbe, is only by Rabbi Muvak. So in such a case, we can say that this din of Kalmanei Talmidei Milishamshoy, you're preventing your Talmud from serving you, is because he has a mitzvah to give you kavod, to give the Rav kavod. That's only by Rabbi Muvak. That would not be by Rabbi Sheni Muvak. However, if I say that the reason why it's not supposed to stop the Talmud from being mishamish is galus shimush yosin limuda, it could be that halacha will apply even to that Rabbi Muvak, even any Rav. If somebody wants to ask a question, he wants to go to speak and learning to any Talmud Chacham, of course there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Any Talmud Chacham is a mitzvah to teach Torah to somebody else. So if he wants to serve the Talmud Chacham and learn through by watching the actions of the Talmud Chacham, l'chayra we would say over there that the mitzvah of galus shimush yosim limuda, that inyan would apply even by a Rav Sheini Muvak. And in such a case, you would say that a person is not supposed to stop a Talmud from being mishamish, even if it's Rabbi Sheni Muvak. Another nafkimina that we can say, what's the halacha if the Rav is moichel? What if the Rav says, I don't want the Talmud to be mishamish, even though he says you're not supposed to, kol manei tamidim milishamshay, but would mechila work over here? Because the halacha is that even though there's a mitzvah of kavod Rav, but the halacha is that a Rav shemachal kavodei kavodei mochel. The halacha is, the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Lamed, that a Rav is allowed to be moichel on his kavod. So once the Rav is moichel on his kavod, so then if the whole halacha of manei tamidim milishamshay is because of the mitzvah of kavod Rabbi, once the Rav is moichel, so then it shouldn't be nege anymore. There shouldn't be any halacha that is menei menei uchesed, because now there's no mitzvah. However, if we say that the reason why you're not supposed to stop the Talmud is galus shimush yosim limuda, so even if the Rav is moichel on his kavod, but still the Talmud needs to learn. The Talmud wants to learn from the Rav exactly what, from the hanhaga, the way he conducts himself. So in that situation, it would still be the halacha of this Gemara, kavanei tamidei milishamshay, would still apply even if the Rav is moichel on kavod. So maisa would seem that it would seem to be a machloikis apoiskim. The Rimi Gash and a Tshuva and Simon Lamed Zayin puts together this halacha of Maniyat Tamidi B'Lishamshi with the halacha of Kavi Rav in the Ma'is of the Rambam. When the Rambam brings down this halacha, this din, he brings it down Hilchos Talmud Torah and Perikei Halacha Ches, and halachas over there in Perikei are discussing the halachas of Kavi Rav. It happens to be the halachas are discussing the halachas of Rabbi Muvok in that particular parak. So it would seem that this that these Rishonim would hold that this din Maniyat Tamidi B'Lishamshi would apply only al Kavid Rav and only by Rabbi Muvok, and therefore Mechila would help. However, the Sefer Charedim, which is early Achron, and the Tkufa of the Beis Yosef, that's Malakit the Mitzvahs, all the different types of Mitzvahs that there are, when he brings down this din that you're not supposed to stop a Talmud from being Mishamish, he brings this down together with the Gemara that says Golu Shimushi Yosef Melimudu. And the implication of the Charedim is that the reason you're not supposed to stop your Talmud from being Mishamish is because there's a Gadol Shimusha, because of that Gemara and Brachas. And in such a case, if that were to be the case, then the halacha should be that he's not supposed to be Maneh Tamir Milishamish, and Mechila wouldn't necessarily help. Maisa, we find by many Gedolim and Talmid Chachamim that were Makbid, that they didn't want other people to be Mishamish. Their stories brought down from the Shach. It's written that Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita writes in the name writes about his father that his father was very makbid, that disciples it was makbid that people shouldn't be mishamishin. So l'chayr it's a kasha. L'chayr if we learn kipshutoi that this Gemara says you're not supposed to be minei tamidim milishamshay. So how could we say that his gedolim and tamidim chachamim were makbid that the other people shouldn't be mishamishin? How could we say such a thing? So if you learn like the Rimigash and the Rambam that it's all covered in Ravs, then we have an answer. We can say that so they were meichel on the kavod. But if the reason is gadol shimushi oisim limuda, chayre it's a kasha. How can we say about these gedolim that you were makbid? What do they do with the Gemara? What do they do with our Gemara? Kovniyat tamidim milishamshay. Ma'isa could be we could suggest an answer. Ma'isa is a Tosfos in Ksubis in the second paragraph of Daf Yud Zayin that says that even though the halacha is that we're mevatel Talmud Torah for hachnosas hachkala and aitzos ameis, still the halach is that's only Talmud Torah, but that's only limudat Torah. But since the Gemara says galu shimush yoizim limuda, so therefore shimush talmid chacham is more important, and since shimush talmid chacham is more important, you would not be mevatel Talmud Torah. And the Achronim say, or Sameach says that the pshat in Tosfos is that the Rashi says many places that the Talmud is the Shimish Talmid Chacham means the learning the Svaras of the Gemara. That they had the Mishnais that they learned when the Gemara wasn't Masudar, it wasn't written down, wasn't organized, so therefore you would have to go to a Rebbe and together with all the Mishnais that you had learned, and you would ask him Stiras in the Mishnais, and he would be able to answer your questions. And that was called Shamish Talmid Chacham, that the Gemara says that he's still considered an Amma Aretz. What does it mean he wasn't Shimish Talmid Chacham? It means that he didn't come and ask his questions. He didn't learn to learn the Svaras, to answer up the steers between the Mishnais. So if that's the Pshat of the Gemara, Golu Shimusha Yoisim Limudo, so basically Shimusha of the Gemara over there means what we learn today is Talmud Bavli. Our Gemara that we have is instead of the Shimish Talmid Chacham. So true, while it could be, and it's very important to learn from the Hanhagas and the actions of the Talmud Chacham in order to understand what to do, Halacha L'maisa, and that's definitely a very important inyan, still we cannot say that necessarily the Pshat in the Gemara. Even if the Charedim says that Kol Maneh Tamidim L'Shamshe is because of Kol Dushimushi Yosim L'Limudo, so that means that the Shimish Talmid Chachamim that we're talking about over here in our Gemara is also only learning Gemara. So it could be these Gedolim felt that Vivai Bizman Hazeh, everybody learns from the Gemara, the whole idea of Maneh Talmidim L'Shamshay would not necessarily apply Bizman Hazeh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.